ladies and gentlemen, to another fabulous and exciting edition of the Vinny Eastwood Bloody Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally, the VinnyEastwoodShow.com, also going out on AM and FM bands all across America, and also, incidentally, in a couple of radio stations in New Zealand, Ifinity FM, 87.7 in Invercargill, and Rush FM in Hamilton when they get back up. Now, before we go to our fabulous guest, I've got some announcements to make. Gaddafi is now dead, for those of you who don't know. Okay? And for those of you who don't appreciate the significance of this event, here are a few facts about Libya. In 1951, Libya was the poorest country in the world, virtually. Before NATO invasion, they had a higher standing of livid than Russia and Brazil. Homes are a human right in Libya. If you get married, the government gives you 50 grand for a new house. And electricity is free throughout the entire country. Gaddafi promised a home for every Libyan before he would house his own family. And, yep, his father died before he could be housed. One-fifth of Libyans were literate in 1951, and now 83% are. Education is free and of high quality. Healthcare is also free and of high quality, but if it's not adequate, like they need to go elsewhere for treatment, the government pays for it. They also pay 50% of the cost of anybody who buys a new car. So if you buy a new Toyota or something like that, government will pick up half the tab. And the gas is 14 cents a litre. 14 cents a litre. 1-4. If you want to be a farmer, you get given free land, a home, some equipment, and seeds. On the 1st of July 2011, 1.7 million people assembled in Green Square to protest against the NATO bombing. That's about 95% of the population of Tripoli, or about one-third of the entire population of the country. The Libyan bank is government-owned, not Rothschild-owned, and issues debt-free currency. The Lockerbie bombing recently was revealed that the US had paid witnesses as much as $4 million apiece to lie and demonize Libya, and they have since recanted their evidence. The Libyan oil was about to be traded in African gold dinars. And the first thing that the rebels did is make their own private bank. One owned by, you guessed it, the Rothschild banking family, who owns more than half of the world's wealth. They create money and charge interest, so everybody becomes a debt slave. And here's the funniest part. Libya had zero debt. It was debt-free. That's what happens, because all of the rest of the world's countries have Rothschild banking companies that issue their currency, all right? And if we didn't have that, we would all be living like a wealthy person would. Statistically, down to the numbers here, 30,000 Libyans have been killed since the NATO bombing started. Gaddafi believed in direct democracy. He wrote a book called The Green Book. You know how everybody's got those green flags waving around all the time in Libya? That's what that means, because it was a green colour revolution. He also believed that parliamentary democracies are corrupt and people should represent themselves. If we do nothing and continue to believe the propaganda, one day this will happen to us all. One by one. Think about that for a moment, ladies and gentlemen, before you jump into loving the mainstream media coverage and celebrating the death of this terrible dictator. Speaking of terrible dictators, we have a prime minister named John Key in this country, and our parliamentary service, just like Gaddafi has suggested, is also inherently corrupt. And the things that need to be done, like, you know, the job that you're employed to do, for example, like not screw up the country, doesn't seem to be getting done. And we have a guy who actually gets his point across, assuredly, by nearly throwing himself into Parliament. His name is Graham Axford, and he joins us now on the Vinny Eastwood Show. Welcome, Graham.
Thank you, Vinny. It's great to be on your show at long last.
Can you just give me a bit of a background about yourself, mate, for myself and the listeners? Just kind of who are you and what got you into activism? And then, of course, there is this most recent incident where you tried to launch yourself into Parliament. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Well, first of all, I got involved with advocacy back when I left school because I was put in a what they call a Job Plus scheme, which is a subsidised work scheme. And after the subsidy ran out, which was, I think, nearly 100% for 6 months, I found myself being sacked. And this was working for a multi-million dollar conglomerate. And what they did is they employed someone else on the same subsidy. Now, I realised at the time the reason why they did this was because it saved them wages, which I might add they didn't need to do because I'm making a hell of a profit. But it also meant that for work and incomes, or back in them days, employment services, it made it look as though they were getting people off the dole and into employment. But in fact, because it was 100% subsidised, you might as well say that that wasn't the case. So I took on the New Zealand Employment Service and my multi-million dollar conglomerate, who I'm not allowed to name because of confidentiality reasons. So I won't mention that it was Decca. And what happened is I got my job back where I continued to work with them for 6 months. But in the meantime, I set up a place called the West Coast Unemployed and Workers' Rights Centre. And we went into taking on a lot of what we saw as the government issues with job subsidy schemes, work for the dole, Rogernomics, and Jenny Shipley's endeavour to bring in the Code of Social Responsibility. So that in brief is how I got into advocacy, which I might add I've never left since. And to cut a long story short, to end up down the track that I am today is I had an involvement with Child, Youth and Family, which most people overseas will call them Child Protection System. And they uplifted
Child Pedophile Services, as is known colloquially, or the Child Youth Violation Service.
Well, we call them Cause Your Family Stress. That's what we abbreviate SIPS for, Child, Youth and Family, because they certainly
do. That works a lot better than my one. Could you repeat that?
Well, you can get away with saying it outside their offices like I do. And so to cut a long story short there, I wasn't happy with the way that they treated my family, my wider family, because this is my niece in their care. So I asked a social worker one day why they did the things that they did to my family. And she said if I was a trained social worker, I would understand it. So I did just that. I went away and I became a fully qualified social worker. Then I went back to the social worker at Child, Youth and Family and I asked her the same question. I said, why did you treat my family like that? And she said, if you were better trained, you would understand it. So I decided at that point that you actually couldn't win. So I've been battling Child, Youth and Family ever since. I was the first person to go through their Chief Executive Advisory Panel, which is a bit of a con. And I actually won, much to my surprise. So I was the first person to go through the panel and the first person to actually win on what was, I think, about 7 to 10 years worth of complaints. Out of that, we had what we call a family agreement, which they've breached. Now I'm trying to go back to the Chief Executive Advisory Panel, and they won't let me, because all roads to that go to and from the Chief Executive, as the name suggests. So not being happy with being able to go back to them, I took up a petition, which was heard in Parliament on the 4th of August, to the Social Services Select Committee. And to cut a long story short about that, they agree with me that the current mechanisms within Child, Youth and Family don't work, and that the Chief Executive Advisory Panel isn't quite seen as that independent, because while it's outside of Child, Youth and Family, it's part of the MSD. So they have recommended that it gets moved out of the MSD. So the Minister has less than 90 days, or the Cabinet, to come back to Parliament with a response to that.
And are they going to, do you think? Because let me just back up a bit here. Because so far in the media coverage, we haven't even heard your name. We haven't heard a single detail in your background. And in the first, like, 3 minutes or something here, we've gotten all that, and it's not that hard to do to actually give somebody the context behind which somebody acts. Now, get this. Child, Youth and Family Services, in my expert opinion, having interviewed and talked to many people who've been involved with them, are a criminal pedophile ring, not entirely dissimilar from a cult. Incredibly corrupt, payoffs all over the place for taking people's kids, selling them on to highest bidders, things of that nature, and it's not localized either. It is international in scope. So it's not any surprise that people would be having a hell of a lot of problems with them.
Well, look, that's about it. You've summed up what many people see as the problem. And you're right, there has been a lot of payoffs, ex gratia payments have been made. We're actually trying to find out through the Official Information Act exactly how much they've had to pay out people because they've stuffed up. And we're having, surprisingly enough, we're having a little bit of trouble getting that information. But you're right, I'm never in the mainstream media normally, and that sort of, it's a bizarre thing, because how they shut it down is they say, because I'm protesting over a family member in their care, the media generally will walk away from it. But what they don't realise is that she's just about out of their care, and when she continue, even if that wasn't the case, I'd still be doing what I'm doing, because I'm the kind of person who just can't stand for that kind of injustice. So that's how they managed to keep me out of the mainstream media. And of course, one of their tricks last year particularly was I started protesting outside their offices in Greymouth. And first of all, they called Transit New Zealand to have me moved on because they said that I was an obstruction to the traffic. So the guy from Transit New Zealand turns up and he asked me to leave. So I asked him to define the Transit New Zealand boundary, which I might add is 7 metres from the centre of the road either side. So we measured it. He drew a line on the road and said, providing you're on that side of the road, you're not our problem. About 15 minutes later, the noise control turns up and I've got a sign. This next one's in Christchurch where it says, for changes to SIPs, honk. And they complained about the amount of noise that was being made because there was a lot of people honking in support. And the noise control officer realised that they had a bit of a problem. We were encouraging the noise and not making it. So then after that trip, I went back to Greymouth. Then the next thing I know, the council turn up and ask if I have a permit. And of course, I didn't have a permit because I didn't know you even needed a permit. I thought we had, you know, freedoms in this country we could use, but obviously not. So I went down to ask the council for a permit and I asked for a substantial amount of time protesting, and they sort of hemmed and hawed and basically said, no, we're not going to give you that long. We're going to give you 2 hours a week. So I threatened to protest about my right to protest at the council, in which case they very quickly agreed to give me the permit in the hope that I would leave. Then when Child, Youth and Family eventually tried to stop me, they called the police. And they called the police to remove me, and I was asked to leave, and I actually did move. But in the end, to cut a long story short about that, I had to get a letter from Evgeny Orlov, which is the Russian human rights lawyer, a 7 or 8 page letter about my right to protest. And ever since that's been issued to the police in Greymouth, they haven't bothered to bother me. But the sad thing about that is because the police were called so often and a lot of the locals saw me with the police, they assumed that I was getting into trouble. So in fact, I get no support from locals when I'm protesting. So that's probably why you won't hear a lot about me in the local media. But I can assure people that I've never been arrested or being cautioned by the police as far as looking at being arrested.
Well, let's think about this then. Let me get this straight. You always are doing this, talking about it, making sure that action is taken, and often that lends yourself to an environment where basically, you go under enormous amounts of stress, you know, duress. All these things have an effect on the mind, the body, and other people, they get made uncomfortable by the fact that other people are going through this, and they avoid it, close themselves off from it, because it's too terrible to comprehend.
Well, that sums it up quite nicely, actually. And a lot of people don't believe what I have to tell them. And things in Greymouth got that bizarre that, now I can't prove this, but I'm going to say it anyway, that someone in had their child in Sips's care, and they were asked to join. They asked if they could join my group, which I didn't mind, and they joined my group, and then they started abusing the Sips staff. So I asked them to leave, and they claimed to me that they were an agent profiteer, where they were asked to join my group.
It's agent provocateur.
Ah, thank you. There you go. And so,
but,
that, I mean,
but it works much the same way.
Sorry?
But it works much the same way.
Well, yeah, they tried every trick they could. The reality is I'm still protesting and I'm going to continue to protest. And Sips asked me when I was going to give up, and I told them quite politely that if I should die before Sips change their ways, I'll come back and I'll haunt them. So I don't expect this to be any excuse not to give up. And I think by now that they actually realise I'm serious.
What's happening here is you're simply being passed along different rungs of the pyramid, basically, and all of these people just basically aren't familiar with you because they're just getting you for the first time and they're like, oh my God.
Well, I think I've dealt with 37 different people.
And we'll talk more about this. And we'll talk more about this in depth with the causing your family stress development fund on the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Back in a moment.
Well, there's only one thing I need to know. Whose side are you on?
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Calling all Texans. Finally, an event that doesn't require you to have a tie-dye t-shirt and 99% signs. This Saturday, October 22nd, please join us at the Lone Star Liberty Fest 2011. Special appearances by Sheriff Richard Matt, author of the book The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. Steve Basinger of the 10th Amendment Center here in Texas. Representative David Simpson, who took on the federal government on the TSA. Wes Riddle, Director of the Texas Republic Freedom Coalition. George Rodriguez, the first Hispanic president of a Tea Parties. Daniel Miller, founder of the Texas Nationalist Movement. Jay Stang, Texas Chapter Executive Vice President of Oath Keepers. Jason Rink, author and activist. Phil Pepin, Executive Board Member of Texas Republican Freedom Coalition. Tim Cox, Executive Director of Get Out of Our House. Heather Fazio of Texas for Accountable Government.
All at Nutty Brown Cafe and Amphitheater.
Come see us this Saturday, October 22nd, 11 a.m. all day until closing at Lone Star Liberty Fest 2011. For details and advance tickets, go to libertyfest.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkey Light removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Perculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Perculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Perky water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Perky banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Perky water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio. Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Ladies and gentlemen, do me a favor, smash the television and burn the newspaper. That shit will never tell you that the president's a traitor. Believe what you want, but my evidence is greater. What you know about the Bilderberg and New World Order? What you know about the real fluoride in your water? What you know about the bleeding uranium in the mortar? What you know about AIPAC controlling the reporter? What's wrong with the world? People kill people that other people command. Middle East is a modern day attack on a native land. Project eugenics planned on the common man, expand the military industrial complex. Annex or install you with chemical objects. Specs, the psyop attacking your conscience. Next, your brain agrees with the offense. Political correctness. People are afraid to speak what they feel.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. We talk a lot about New Zealand on the show because, hey, I'm from here. And let's face facts here. There is no escape from a new world order. There's a reason why every single country seems to have the same problem with pedophile cults working for the government who have more power than the police, being able to take away people's children at will and sell them to judges and get them out to rent them out by the hour. You know, there's a reason why that happens everywhere. It's because the same people are all in control everywhere. It's the same system, okay? Has been created deliberately by a group of filth, scumbaggery-type individuals who don't think that living a peaceful, happy life in a balanced family situation is a good thing. Primarily because if you have a family unit, you're a heck of a lot more loyal to them than any tyrannical government that might be running your country at the time. Running it into the ground, mind you. My very special guest is Graham Axford, and I wanted to get you to explain, Graham, just the kind of reactions you get from people when you try and tell them this kind of stuff. You're getting agitators and deniers and all the general conceptual reactions that I've come to familiarize myself with. There's either the denial, the running away in fear, or the personal attacks, because obviously they can't argue for themselves because they've got absolutely no facts or evidence on them side, and they've probably never done a day's research in their freaking life, yet somehow they know everything about you.
Well, yes, that's true. They absolutely do. And one of the biggest things I've found, Vinny, when I'm protesting outside Child, Youth and Family is that the biggest thing people say to me is, oh, don't you realise I have a tough job to do? I wouldn't want to do their job. And I say, well, actually, they make the choice to put themselves into that position and they choose to take up that particular career. So I tell people who particularly support Child, Youth and Family, and they do have their supporters, I might add, that the reason why I'm doing it is for the children of New Zealand, and that I've been doing it for quite some time. I've been called a feral inbred with a lynch mob mentality, an agitator. I've been told to get a life and get a job. And I just tell people straight that at the moment, protesting outside Child, Youth and Family is my job.
And I feel that there should, in fact, be a government department where protesters, in fact, get a salary or a wage or something of that nature for the work that they do, because they do the job that the government can't do for itself, but should. Watch out for corruption. Do you know we don't have an independent commission against corruption? We don't even have a code of conduct for MPs. That's shocking enough.
Well, the sad thing is, even if we did have a code of conduct for MPs, they would probably write it anyway. So I doubt it would be worth the paper they're written on. But you're right about there's no independent place to go for his corruption. And it's just like the New Zealand Bill of Rights. That's superseded or overruled by so many other things that it's actually not worth having. So not only is the current officialdom not accountable, as far as getting our rights upheld, it's proving to be a very difficult thing in New Zealand, even to the point where you can't pass out free DVDs and pamphlets on the street any longer without council permission.
I got a ticket the other day for parking on the, with one wheel on the sidewalk because the road is incredibly narrow and I get a parking ticket for it, $40. All right. And then that afternoon, I drive up the road and there are 10 cars parked on the sidewalk on this very narrow street.
They'll probably be the government cars.
Well, see, they're just the normal residents. It's just freaking stupid, isn't it? Because they came by during the day when there's no traffic around because it's a keyhole street in the middle of freaking nowhere, right? There's only one way in, one way out. How much traffic is there going to be? This is insane. And that's what I figured out about all government departments, all policy, pretty much everything, is that if it's not insane, it's not going to be in legislation.
Oh, yes, that's an interesting way of looking at it. I've never heard that one before.
Because, if you've ever read legislation, it don't talk like a human being, man. It talks like a crazy person who's got some kind of robotic disease of the mind. Automaton of slavery and scumbaggery and zombish type.
What's the whole point of writing legislation is that you don't understand it.
That is the whole point. And isn't the point of making rules for people so that they should be easy to understand, so that people are likely to follow them, that kind of thing? I mean, it's like I could walk down the street tomorrow and decide to start smoking only to realize that smoking's been made illegal or something like that, or the tax is increased on it, or I can't smoke it in public, or if I flick a cigarette butt on the side of the road that I'll get a $500 fine for it like they do in Singapore. There's so much, and it's not just confined to any one particular tiny little space. It's like a full spectrum of madness, insanity, and scumbaggery.
Oh, absolutely. I was talking to someone who wrote the legislation, actually, who helps draft it for Parliament, and he was telling me he's got a master's degree, a bachelor's degree, and he's going for, I think, a PhD. And the one thing I asked him is, I said, do you have a degree of common sense? Because when you read all of that legislation, none of it makes any sense. And when you go to a lawyer, depending on which lawyer you go to, they can have various interpretations of what it actually means. And in the end, you get the same thing. Well, do what you want to do, go to court, and then let the court be the judge of the interpretation of the legislation. And it seems to be getting rather mad that we have to do this continuously.
And if you've ever been to Vince Seymour's website, kiwisfirst.com, you can find that, like, out of something like, 60, 70-odd High Court justices that we've got and whatnot, about 40 of them are, like, cousins. So what the legislation does, essentially, is it makes sure that two things happen. Number one, people won't be able to understand it if they read it, so that way they won't actually be able to figure out what's really going on, in the main, for all the people. Number two, it creates loopholes so that all those people who do understand the type of nasty kind of crap that gets hidden in legislation can use it to their advantage. And therefore, winds up going to the courts. Doesn't matter who you're up against. If the person who you're trying to prosecute for certain criminal reasons happens to know the judges, happens to know who wrote the legislation and what it allows them to do, and what it allows them to get in and out of. And if that doesn't work, then they'll just say, oh, well, we can't permit that in evidence. It's, we'll seal that judgment so the public's not allowed to know about it. There's so much full spectrum corruption and skullduggery in this society here in New Zealand. And I can't say I don't think it's an isolated incident either. Like I say, it's everywhere.
You know, you're right. Nepotism and cronyism is very much alive and well within the judiciary. And I was surprised that the government actually got away with removing the Privy Council so easily, because by doing that, they keep justice in New Zealand circular. And the Privy Council actually showed up quite a few of the wrong decisions that had been made by our courts, which is a bit of a worry. I mean, in theory, I have no problem with the concept of a Supreme Court. The only issue I have is we should have left the Privy Council in there, because if the Privy Council is the place of last resort, then it might keep the Supreme Court more honest. But by getting rid of the Privy Council and by having the government's hand-picked judges, and with so many of them being related and having interests in racehorses and other businesses, it sort of creates all sorts of problems that they actually don't want the public to find out about.
Yeah. Well, it's just the whole point of a criminal operation. You don't want people to find out about it, because then you can get busted. And that's why they don't like people like us, Graham. That's why they demonize us. That's why they don't give us any media coverage. That's why, you know, this is the thing that we're talking about here. We're the people exposing what the F is going on in this country. You should not be listening to them. They're the people trying to cover it up because they're bloody well involved.
Well, that's right. And that's how they continuously get away with it. I mean, they even tried to remove my website. And my website certainly has nothing that's no bad language. It's not controversial. It doesn't actually name anybody. It's got a lot of reference material. But I think that in line, the problem is that they tried to get it taken down. But there's no way they could actually do that. And I know that a lot of other people's...
What happens when an unstoppable force hits an immovable object? That's what we've got going on here, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I've been talking to this RSA soldier once, about 6 months ago, and he said to me, you know, he went to war to fight for New Zealand's freedom. And he said, over his, I think, 85 years, he said he's seen it slowly being eroded away, and not by foreign armies or by an enemy from without. He said it's an enemy within. He said we've got less freedoms now than we've ever had in this politically correct nation, which the government in large controls the media or has influence over it to stop things like we're talking about getting out there.
I suppose that's, it's a self-defense mechanism, isn't it? How else can
absolutely.
You do it? Yeah. I mean, you've got to think about the whole criminal element here. The way the mafia figured it out is that you can't have people that all know each other, that are all working and stuff like that. And you need people to be spread out. You need dons, bosses, a hierarchy, a structure where somebody will be familiar with his own area, but he won't be familiar with the entire overall plan or the scale of the operation. So that way, if he's nicked, he won't be able to give anybody else away. But what we've got going on here now is that we've clicked on to the fact that the government is the mafia and that they are acting in a criminal associative way, and we know the methods that they're doing it. We can prove it in court. But the problem is they own the bloody courts!
Well, that's exactly right. And this is what I don't get. People with this new justice review going on where you can't pick your own lawyer, where they're trying to limit legal aid, it's all about taking greater reins of the court. And that's what it's about. I mean, people should have the right to pick their own lawyer. And if they are attacked by, say, the police or end up on a charge, it's ironic that they use public money to fund the court system. But when someone ends up in that process, you have to go hand in cap to ask them for public money to defend yourself against them who have got it anyway. So it sort of seems a bit of an oxymoron to me.
Yeah, well, I always say that the government puts the moron in oxymoron.
Yeah, well, you're right about that. But, I mean, well, things get really bizarre.
It's just the only way it can work, really, is if you have those that bureaucratic mindset. And I think a great definition of the bureaucratic mindset is simply to repeat things that you're told, never question, and your job is primarily to promote. not to demote, not to question, that kind of thing. So you just fulfill protocol exactly as per the instructions. That's it. When people come into a business place and they are not the kind of people that play by rules and they're creative or they're curious or something of that nature, there's two things that can happen to them. They can either be recognized for the skill and talent they have. People start helping them to get ahead and whatnot, and they wind up doing good for the company. Or two, the company recognizes them like an immune system threat and has them eliminated, either by getting fired or making the conditions so terrible that they quit, you know? Mm. And that's how good people are kept out of government jobs. To a large extent, there's plenty of people in there who are real decent people, but they learn to keep their head down and to not say what they think.
Well, after 20 years of dealing with them, I've actually come up with a new word, and I call it bureaucrat. Because it's nonsensical.
Fair dinkum.
Well, I mean, it's the only way to describe it. You ask someone a question and they refer it to their manager, who refers it to their manager to find the person who writes a policy who's normally left, and then no one can actually tell you what it all means. Bureaucrat. It just goes nowhere. It exists for the purpose of existing.
I talk about giving yourself the runaround, eh? And we're joined now as well by another person who's campaigning against the general scum that we've been talking about, particularly the Child, Youth and Family Service. His name is David Cogler. Meet Graham Axford. He's the guy who threw himself into Parliament, allegedly, right? And we've just been talking about SIFTs and how they're basically a complete, total, pedophile cult bag of scum. And we've got some good news, though, to give you, don't we, David? Because you've managed to beat them and get your twins back.
Yeah, that's right. Can you hear me?
Yep. G'day, David. I know him already.
Suddenly.
Yeah.
I'll go. So give us a bit of a breakdown, man. Well, we're actually coming up to break right now, so I guess we'll actually have to get the full story just after this. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guests are David Cogler. He's going to be telling us a little bit about his success in getting his baby, his babies back from the state, and also Graham Axford, who's been fighting for quite some time on behalf of everybody who that happens to. And we'll be right back after the break.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, this is Jack Blood of DeadlineLive.info calling all Texans. Finally, an event that doesn't require us to get tie-dyes and 99% signs. I'm talking about Liberty Fest 2011. This Saturday, the 22nd of October, at Nutty Brown Cafe and Amphitheater. Some of the featured speakers going to blow your mind. Sheriff Richard Mack, the one and only. Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. Steve Basinger from the 10th Amendment Center here in Texas. Representative David Simpson, who took it to him over the TSA. Daniel Miller, the founder of the Texas Nationalist Movement. Jay Stang from Oath Keepers. Glenn Addison. Jason Rink, our good friend from Foundation for a Free Society. Phil Pepin. Tim Cox from Get Out of Our House. Heather Fazio with Texans for Accountable Government. And music by Kevin Southwick and Holly Tucker. That's at Nutty Brown Cafe and Amphitheater, the Liberty Fest 2011. I will be hosting. Great food, live music.
For more information, go to libertyfest.com. That's LibertyFest. Libertyfest.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Listen to the Ron Paul Revolution Radio Show with Rossi and Brocky. Join the revolution on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 3 to 5 p.m. Central, and only on American Freedom Radio.
Segment in the first hour. Two very special guests, campaigners in their own right, and people who don't give up. And this is the important part about being a radio show host, I believe, considering I know pretty much bugger all about it because I've been doing it for a very short time, is that you have to give people occasionally, when it does turn up, some bloody good news. So that it's not all completely disparaging and horrible and making sick jokes about the stuff that really sucks, like we do here every day on the Vinnie Eastwood Show. And my very special guest, David Kogler, is going to regale us with the story about how he managed to get his twins back. David, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Go right ahead.
Okay, right. Yeah, sweet. We spoke about how they, in a previous show that I've done with you, about how the sis came in with a whole bunch of sort of not even half truths, but just mainly made up stuff and nothing really to back anything. And they just sort of took our two kids away from us whilst we've still got other two children here at the same time, which we seem to be okay to look after, yet we weren't able to look after the other two. They took them away because they reckon they weren't doing so well and, they didn't really get their facts straight at all. And it proved to be the case that they actually did twice as worse out of our care than they did when they were with us. So, which was interesting seeing as a pediatrician tried to tried to change the description of what, leaps and bounds means, because leaps and bounds, according to her, must mean going backwards sort of twice as fast. So, defend ourselves in court because basically just being jerked around by lawyers and stuff. And, just tried every angle, went down the angle of, we put everything in that we were supposed to, with what we had in time, which was just putting some a really unprofessional affidavit in. My skills as a lawyer leave a lot to be desired, as I'm not qualified as one at all. And so I managed to sort of muddle our way through getting all our paperwork into court, and then we still had to wait for ages for a hearing. So we tried to do, we just researched everything we could, you know, see how we could get around it, and ended up putting in executor letters, which sort of is to do with being the executor of your own estate and what that sort of means in common law and stuff. But yeah, I'm not sure what worked, but it, something worked.
So we're happy something about worked. That. All yeah. right. Well, as long as everybody just tries everything that you've done to a T, something might work.
Yeah.
I think ultimately it's more the fact that, I don't know, it depends on the individual criminal that you come up against, right? You know, how much experience they've had in stealing people and keeping them from them, how good they are at lying, how good they are at bribing judges, you know, that kind of thing. It's kind of like a lucky dip.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, and what's more, there were sort of two lawyers against none, so... we did sort of all right there, and they were pretty fairly experienced, especially lawyer for child. But yeah.
How long were the children in captivity?
10 months.
10 frickin' months. How old?
Yeah,
are they?
It took nearly took. Oh, they're sort of 19 months now.
Are you effing kidding me? Nah. You take babies that young for that long away from their freaking parents that they need to be bonding with, crucially. Yeah. At that early stage in life.
9 or 10 months to get a hearing to say they really shouldn't have been taken and they need to go back where they belong. Yeah, that's really good, eh? It's real handy for their development.
Yeah. You know, and goodness knows what kind of trauma they've suffered as a result of this kind of thing, man. I mean, you're going to have to really take care of them now.
Well, absolutely. There's that's a lot of that will yet to be determined, I think, unfortunately. Hopefully they'll be okay, but...
Well, so for all those people out there who say, oh, these people are just agitators, they're just trying to get attention, they're just need to get a job and blah, 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 you should shut the hell up and just pay attention for 1 minute, 60 seconds of your life to figure out just what kind of damage the system does to children and their families and this country as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is like, unfortunately, there seems to be a need for that because there are terrible people out there that don't take care of their kids. But, I mean, I just think that, you know, there's got to be hard evidence. I mean, shit, people who get charged with rape or murder or something get the ability to actually, of the whole, like, innocent until proven guilty sort of scenario, you know? Like, they even get an ability to be heard before they get sentenced. You understand? You don't even get that. The sort of the sentencing happens first, and then all the rest of it comes afterwards.
Have you had the similar experience, Graham?
Oh, all the time. It's just incredible. And people say, oh, you know, if you come to SIPS's attentions, it must be because there's something wrong, or that you're bad parents. And
I've heard
We asked them one day. We said, could you actually define for us what a good parent is? So they went to ask their lawyer, who went to ask their sociologist, who went to ask their psychiatrist, and they actually came back to me and said, well, we can't actually give you a definitive answer on that. I said, so, okay, you can tell people, you can't tell us what a good parent is, but you can tell us what a good parent isn't. And that's sort of the mindset of them. You know the old saying that to a hammer, everything's a nail? I think they very much have that mindset.
Yeah. It's a real psychopathic, heartless kind of, almost like a fascist eugenicist type of classifications of people. I'm surprised they didn't pull out the calipers and like measure your children's nose to see that they were racially pure.
Well, there's all sorts of measurements they took, but yeah, not quite that bad. Maybe who knows? We didn't seize a lot of them for a lot of time, but
yeah, it's probably not that bad. It's probably just worse.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it definitely is. See, in David's case, they had one advantage in that it was a physical thing. When they really want to get nasty, they'll bring out the psychiatrist and they'll say, oh, you're emotionally abusing your children. Now, you try and prove what emotional abuse is or isn't, and they're the hardest cases to win.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't actually try that one on David.
Well, me too. But I mean, how are you going to really prove psychological abuse or something? I mean, I suppose you could. I don't know, with a baby. Like, it's just, I think a lot of it since, you know, if they say so that something is something, then that's how it is. I mean, this is the thing. The pediatrician herself, like, I think people need to be really aware of you know, and be very careful when they go to hospital, especially Starship. You know, take a video camera. Because that's what we'll be doing.
Yeah, and this is the thing that I advise people to do in any situation where you're with somebody who is, quote-unquote, some description of official. Record absolutely everything, because you can be guaranteed that footage will be very helpful if they lie.
Absolutely. So, I mean the pediatrician lied on under oath, essentially, and, you know, if I asked her a question, and the thing is I think this is what kind of did them in, is that in her attempt to be super clever and to deny any sort of, like, any sort of relevance to our questions, she ended up digging herself a hole, you know? Yeah, she just contradicted herself, so, and I'm pretty sure that everyone could see that.
Well, that's what liars do.
Yeah. She seems fairly deflated by the end of it, let's just say that, because she realised how stupid she sounded. And in the finish, they ended up ending the judge ended up ending the hearing after that. Early.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And you managed to get... Oh, go ahead, Graham.
Cool. Of course, because it's all done in secrecy... the general populace will never hear about it. And I can guarantee you, if you go to get the original transcripts, there'll be very little actually in the way of detail. You'll probably get the judge's decision, but not actually all the talking and the to-ing and fro-ing. A lot of that stuff's actually left out.
Well, it's under New Zealand law, we do not have to record court proceedings, and there does not have to be a record of the court proceedings either.
That's correct, yep. And we've found that. And that's why it's impossible. Like, if you try to take a case against a paediatrician, you won't see the same wall you'll come up against.
Particularly in the family court as well, the media are forbidden. Verboten! I mean, you're not allowed to report inside the family court at all. Ever. Banned. 100%. You can't even apply for permission.
Well, you're exactly right. We've tried that.
People's privacy, they reckon. It comes very little down to people's privacy.
It comes down to secrecy rather than privacy.
Yes. It comes down to being able to sort of, like, apply unlawful sort of means to get what they want.
Yeah, and this is the inherent hypocrisy in the system. It's perfectly okay for them to violate your privacy, right, secretly film you, for a couple of years and spend $8.7 million on the operation. But if you want to record them, oh, you're just one naughty little troublemaking criminal. It's because video doesn't lie. Only the judge will.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me on. I actually got to get on going because these kids are starting to lose it, so...
Perfect timing as well, because that's the intro to end this hour. So I want to say thank you, David, and congratulations for getting your kids back. And you go ahead and you be a loving, responsible father like you were in the first place before these scumbags interrupted you.
Thank you very much.
All right. And Graham, thank you very much for your service to the community as well, and for being a wonderful guest here, throwing out tons of information on the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you for having us.
All right. We'll be back next hour, ladies and gentlemen. We have Jack Blood coming up, talking about the Liberty Festival coming up this weekend or at some point in the future. We're also going to be discussing international events like what happened to Muammar Gaddafi. We'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkey Circulite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Circulite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Circulite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
is hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. The lighter side of genocide. Because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts. I have a remarkable guest for you today, ladies and gentlemen. After that very spellbinding first hour, it's going to be deeply moving, I'm sure. In the second, with my very special guest, Jack Blood, and I think he even has a guest. Jack, are you there?
I'm here, Vinny. Thanks for having me up. Long time, and it's good to see you're staying bold.
Yep, long time and still no see, because it's talk radio.
Okay. And that's why we should be talking and not having awkward silence during the interview.
Indeed. Indeed.
So hey, man, let me just say this real quick. I love that interview you did with George Norrie. That was a blast to listen to.
Oh, yeah. I learned a lot of things about George Norrie that day, and I think everybody else did, too.
Yeah, that's pretty rare, getting that interview. So it just shows, you know, how hard you work. But I really enjoyed listening to it and a lot of the work you do. And, yeah, I have Diana Moses. Well, we have Diana Moses with us. And I think what Diana represents is really just, I hate to, you know, make her a typical American, but she really kind of is. Somebody that most likely, you know, would have just been going about her business if they weren't destroying the country around us. And she's stood up and taken an active role in preserving freedom here in Texas. So she's just a real great leader in Texas. One of those leaders that you don't get to hear about a lot. And she has organized this Liberty Fest. And it's like the Tea Party, but it's the Liberty Party. So when people think of the Tea Party here, they sometimes think of Teocons, you know, the faction of the Tea Party that got taken over. But, you know, there's the real Liberty Party. And I'm glad to call myself a Liberty Partier. And Diana really exemplifies this. And she's just put together this great, great event here this Saturday. And I appreciate you helping us get the word out for it.
Well, you know, I can't take full credit. Our fabulous network owner, Danny Romero, in fact, said, you know, Vinny, we're going to have Jack Blood on today. And I said, oh, well, I'll squeeze my first two guests into the first hour so that we can have a full hour with Jack and basically whatever he wants to talk about. Because if there's anybody that is a cocked and loaded radio gun, it's Jack Bloody Blood.
You can say that on the radio?
I'm sure I can, and even if I can't, I just did, so what are they going to do about it?
Nice, and then we're going to talk about some world events here on the show as well, which I'm happy to do with you, Vinny. So bring up Diana. Let's talk about this great event.
Diana, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah,
cool.
Nice. Thanks for having me on and everything. Appreciate all those nice things you said about me, Jack. That's sweet. But listen, this Lone Star Liberty Fest is going to be this Saturday in Austin, and we're going to have just outstanding speakers from 11 o'clock, you know, to about 8, just running all day long. And a good friend of mine, Steve Basinger, he's a chair of the 10th Amendment Center, he calls it a real potpourri of patriots that we've gathered together. And really what it is just a whole bunch of constitutional conservatives getting together. And then a big part of the reason that I started this at all was because I saw the whole co-opting of the Tea Party taking place, and I didn't like it. And there wasn't really anywhere to go, and so you just kind of branch off And then you see this divide, you know, within the whole, you know, liberty movement, you know. And it's just sad because you kind of think, man, we really need each other. We shouldn't be sitting around saying, oh, man, the Tea Party is just a, you know, a bunch of Teocons that got co-opted, you know, and a bunch of sellouts. Well, really, they're not. A lot of them feel betrayed, you know, and they don't like this takeover. And so,
Diana, you could tell who's winning when you watch the Republican debates here in the States, can't we? I mean, the Teocon message isn't doing very well, but the Liberty message is doing fantastic. And that's why a lot of the candidates are co-opting that message as well. But it shows that, you know, all this hard work we've been doing all these years, the work of Danny Romero and you yourself, Vinny, and Diana, and so many of our great friends that are going to be at this event is really paying off. I mean, we have the staying power. And Vinny, you know this. When you tell the truth, when you give people an accurate description of history, when you tell them, you know, what freedom really is about, and it's all true, and you don't have to backtrack and, you know, retrace your words and flip-flop. It just has a much more powerful meaning and a message.
Yeah, telling the truth is so much easier because you don't have to think as much.
You don't have to remember your lies.
Yeah, all you have to do is just know the truth. It's pretty easy.
And you know,
Diana, how did you get all these great speakers? Because you have, this is the, I mean, you call a potpourri of great conservative constitutionalists. I call these people freedom fighters. Some of them I've worked shoulder to shoulder with for a very long time. Why don't you talk about, you know, how you got all these great speakers, and let's talk about some of the speakers and really urge the people listening to the show to help us promote the event.
Right. Well, I guess it really started with a list. You know, I'm just an observer. I've been a real cheerleader, really, of a lot of these people. And so I kind of had this list in mind, you know, to start with. And then we just kind of went from there, you know, called a few, and they said, yeah, I'd like to do it. And then, you know, you add one to the other and kind of a thing. And I just, you know, the only thing I really had in mind was no rhinos allowed or false conservatives allowed. You know, constitutional conservatives. And we wanted it to be about defending the Constitution county by county. And so then once we added one or two of these, you know, real strong constitutional conservatives, we started with Sheriff Richard Mack, you know, and then we just kind of it just started snowballing, you know, and then people actually started contacting me too. I mean, and then it'd be a referral, you know, from this, you know, and it was just, and you know, we just kind of looked, well, are they constitutional conservatives? Are they activists? You know, and that's how we kind of, it was just a process, you know,
Putting together a Hollywood movie, Vinny. Once you get the big superstars, everybody wants to be part of the event. And Sheriff Richard Mack, who wrote a great book called The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, and it really gets into defending our counties against the feds. And he's been really successful at doing that. And this is a movement that has reached the higher echelons of politics in America, with several states now drafting legislation that the sheriff has to give permission for the feds to come in and start investigating their citizens, whether it be for medical marijuana, whether it be for certainly issues to do with the Second Amendment. So Sheriff Richard Mack is just a huge hero of liberty, of freedom, and he actually sued the Clinton administration during the mid-90s Brady Bill debacle, went all the way to the Supreme Court, and he won defending our gun rights. And if anybody knows where the bodies are buried, it's Sheriff Richard Mack, who for, I don't know, about 20, 25, 30 years has just done this every day. And these are the people that generally are kind of the unsung heroes in our freedom movement.
That's right, and that's another thing. It's interesting that, you know, when I would go to talk to different Tea Party groups or whatever, many of them were not aware of some of these people. And then, but then if you're involved in the Liberty Movement, they're like heroes to us, you know, and so you see this great divide, and it's tragic, you know. So really this is, you know, we're trying to be a bridge, you know.
Long before we heard of Ron Paul, or Ron Paul kind of became the icon or the figurehead for a lot of this, right or wrong, there were guys like Larry Pratt doing the hard work. Larry Pratt is also going to be speaking from Gun Owners of America. I think it's the first time he's spoken in Austin and in Texas, and guys like Sheriff Richard Mack. So, you know, these are people that really, they don't sit and try to get glory and make a lot of money for themselves. They just get out there and they defend the Constitution, Vinny.
Yeah. Well, what I think is that everybody in any movement basically is just standing on the shoulders of those who have put in the groundwork and built the foundations for you to actually stand and fight on. And what these people have been talking about has been talked about since the revolution and ever since. Just because it's an old idea that people have forgotten about doesn't mean when it returns it's revolutionary. It's just common sense.
And Larry Pratt, for example, I mean, Gun Owners of America, and then they have Jews for the Preservation of Firearms. We just lost Aaron Zellman here about a year or two ago. These were the two main. Now there's a National Association for Gun Rights with Dudley and those guys over there. And they're picking up and doing the work that the NRA can't do because of their lobbying and because of their conflicts of interest. You know, we have done a bunch of interviews with the NRA, and I'm not here to, you know, kind of pee on their parade, so to speak, but they haven't done a very good job defending our Second Amendment rights. And they signed on to, for instance, H.R. 2640 that Carolyn McCarthy and Ted Kennedy drafted here in the States. which means that if you're a veteran coming home from these wars after several tours of duty with PTSD, you can't report it or talk about it or seek help for it, or you're giving up your gun rights. And this was all due to that VTech so-called massacre that we thought was had a lot of elements of an inside job over there. So Larry Pratt and guys like this, I mean, they have been, without them, without people like Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt and these people, I mean, I don't even know if we'd have guns. We'd be like Mexico here now. We wouldn't even have guns to defend ourselves against the drug cartels that, by the way, are getting guns, from the BATF and the FBI, yeah, apparently now.
Yeah. Or the BSTF, as I like to call them.
Go ahead, Diane. Yeah. Larry Pratt, what he involved in all that gun rock, walker, gun runner, Fast and Furious stuff, testifying, you know, about it in Congress and everything. So
he's getting the word out. And then Steve Basinger, who you mentioned, he's the chair of the 10th Amendment Center here in Texas. These 10th Amendment guys, they now have a nickname for them. It's like birthers, Vinny. They call them tenthers. That might be something bad, apparently, that the states make you know, their own rules as it applies to the Constitution. And, you know, the people like the Southern Poverty Law Center, who just hates Oath Keepers, hates the 10th Amendment Center, you know, they call you a racist if you stick to these principles that our founding fathers drafted here, you know, some 250 plus years ago. So Steve has just been an amazing dedicated force to states' rights. You know, I call myself a ninther. I know that's a dirty word because I believe in individual rights, which the Ninth Amendment covers as well. Let me just go ahead and go on here for the sake of time. David Simpson, he's a state representative here in Texas. He took on the entire TSA, including Rick Bilderberg Perry, and he almost got the groping thrown out of our airports here, and massive federal and international forces were piled up against him, and we're not done with that yet, but he was somebody who stood up against this evasive searching and even, you can say, molestation of our women and children in our airports. He's just an amazing, inspirational speaker. He'll be speaking at this event, too, on Saturday at, it's called Nutty Brown's Cafe and Amphitheater. This is an amazing place, Vinny, for people who haven't been there. Right, Diana? I mean, they got food, they've got music, they've got a couple of beers for those of you who like to get your real tea on. You know, the place is huge. It's just amazing. It's a great, great place to have an event. And this event, by the way, is only about $10 if you get advanced tickets at libertyfest.com. And I've seen these events in the past go for like $50-$60, Vinny. So, I mean, this is barely covering the cost of even doing the event. George Rodriguez will be there. He's the first, or was the first, Hispanic president of a Tea Party from San Antonio, Texas. For all of those people out there that think that, you know, we're somehow racist because we're talking about Obama. We've got Judge Don Willett. I don't know if you want to talk about him, Diana. He's a Texas Supreme Court justice, and they're saying he might be one of the most conservative ones, real conservatives, not phony, in the entire country. Diana?
Yeah. Well, David Simpson is buddies with him, so we know he's a good guy. But, you know, Daniel Miller, too, the president of the Texas Nationalist Movement, he'll be there. And which was kind of a wild card for some people because they're like, well, how's that defending the Constitution? You know, isn't he calling for secession? You're like, well, it's defending the Texas Constitution, you know. And so then we've got Claver, and I can barely say his name, Claver Kamu Amani, but he's founder of Raging Elephant, and Tim Cox, founder of Get Out of Our House. Go.
That guy, you got to get him on your show, Vinny. Get out of our house, Tim Cox, where he wants to set term limits and keep these guys rotating out of the House of Representatives here so they don't sit and get fat and happy and cater to the usual suspects, as they're calling them now, the 1%. Daniel Miller of the Texas Nationalist Movement, you know, this is something, again, that's been targeted by the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL and certain people that, you know, don't want us to be strong within our own communities. What they're really saying is that we have several modalities, several legal recourses to keep the feds out of our business. But as a last resort, we're willing to secede. And I think that that's something that Washington, D.C., the District of Semiramis, as I've called it, I think this is something they need to really understand. And I think they do understand it, which is why now the language has definitely gone more, at least from the conservative side, to the 10th Amendment. So he's, you know, this is what happens if you guys don't honor our Constitution and the United States Constitution. This is going to be the repercussions. I think it was John F. Kennedy that said, when you make peaceful revolutions impossible, you make violent revolutions inevitable. No one here is threatening any violence, certainly, but you know, we're not going to be your slaves at the little, you know, 21-mile circle of Washington, D.C. and their international controllers. We're just not going to do it. So they have to know that there is organization and consequences and not just, you know, going to the ballot box and voting every once in a while. I may also add that Jay Stang is going to be here from the Texas Oath Keepers, which is really important now if you're watching the Occupy Wall Street movement. You know, there are people out there from the military. There are people out there in the police who are refusing orders to not, you know, fire upon or hurt some of the protesters, agree with them or not. And this is really, really important. And Oath Keepers is another one on the Southern Poverty Law Center hit list because, again, they want the police and military to live up to their oath, to defend the Constitution.
And what blows my mind is that people are calling, you know, they're saying, well, you know, they're anarchists. How is defending the Constitution, remembering your oath, anarchy? That makes no sense.
It's Orwellian, Benny. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. Up is down, down is up, and fascism is freedom. You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show, and we'll be right back after this little break. My very special guest is Jack Blood, and we're talking about the Liberty Movement and all the other various eclectic subjects of scumbaggery that currently envelop the United States, much like a giant squid. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive
radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Warning. Warning. Freedom Radio has habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Uh-oh. Feed Wayne rappers, but I've never been edible. I'm a cracker, not a vegetable, fed to an extraterrestrial. The beat is so electrical, it'll pump your heart ventricles, but I bet you will eject it if I start getting intellectual. I am not yet credible, so until I can say I'm credible, I'll say that I'm incredible, respectable, and professional.
To the incredible Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's incredible because I don't have any credibility, and don't claim to have any. So that way, if anybody accuses me of not having credibility, I can just say that you've just lost your credibility because you obviously can't do your blooming research. And just before we go back to our fabulous guests, I just wanted to mention something about the TSA. I'm very upset with how government agencies are named. Like they're basically incorrectly named. All right, the TSA should be renamed to T&A. Okay, because at least then you'll know what it's all about. And of course, in order to get this sort of response, people need to be very active when they're going through the airport security and getting frisked. Ask real questions. For example, do you see anything you like down there? And also, one question that I want to have about the TSA is how many shotgun weddings have there actually been? I mean, let's say there's a plenty of good amounts of Christians and whatnot who are like virgins going through the airport getting all groped up and stuff. I mean, at what point does the father just suddenly get out a shotgun and go, "All right, boy, you've gone far enough. That's a wedding for you." I don't understand the mentality.
That's Oklahoma, Texas, where they talk like that. By the way,
all right. Now I'm familiar.
Hey, the other thing is, as I talked to you off the break, Vinny, you know, I posted story after story. We were talking about Representative David Simpson, who, along with so many great patriots here in Texas, stood up and really set the model of how to stand up against the TSA and the federal government, even though, candidate comrade Rick Perry, you know, didn't take the right side on this issue, which I think he should certainly be called out upon on one of these debates. But I have posted story after story after story on my website of these TSA agents being caught with child pornography on their computers and moving drugs and being drug dealers. And, you know, I mean, if one of them, this just ruins the whole program. If one of them is bad and one of them is into child pornography, then none of our children should be evasively searched. I mean, it's a no-brainer. And the fact that Diana can talk about this, and I did a rally at the Capitol here in Texas when this whole thing was going with David Simpson and the TSA. And I said, you know, the fact that we even have to get out and protest something like this, that we even have to have a protest to stop you from putting your hands down the pants of our children and our women is, it's just the height of being this ludicrous police state. The fact that we even have to protest this.
Yeah, I went down. I was at that protest, and it was pretty crazy. But you know, even though David Simpson did not win that, he still, was able to get a lot of attention, drawn to that subject. I mean, people were paying attention anyway, but he just made it even, made people more aware. And what gets me is the federal government came down, the Department of Justice said, hey, we're going to have a no-fly zone if y'all pass this anti-groping bill.
Absolutely. It's the no-fly zone, buttons only.
But did you hear that? The feds threatened that they would stop all flights coming in and out of Texas if we stopped them from groping our children. And that's all we said. We didn't say take out the scanners, get rid of the TSA, which we definitely want to. But we just said don't molest our children, don't molest our women. And they threatened us with no fly zone.
Yeah. And I mean, he stood up for the Constitution. It violates the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. They're not supposed to search us unreasonably without probable cause,
And that's not private property. We subsidize and pay for those airports. It's public property. And the airports and the airlines that have said that they don't want this have been threatened themselves. So we see, we see how these people work. And I got to say, Diana, I think Representative David Simpson did win. I think we all won because we exposed people like Rick Perry, people like David Dewhurst, who's the vice governor here, governor of vice, and even our Texas legislator for being in the bag for the federal government. And I think it really shows. This is one of the bullets we have in our gun. If Rick Perry was ever to, move forward enough to be president, God forbid, that we know how he stole land for the toll roads to take our land and to toll us, and how he sold all that to the bank, Centra Bank of Spain. We know how he tried to force, test, and drug our children through the New Freedom Initiative and No Child Behind, which we did stop him from doing. We know how he tried to inject dangerous poisons into our little girls here with the Gardasil. So, and we know how he stood up for the feds in the TSA debacle. So, I mean, that guy, and thank God he's not doing very well, and he's basically shot himself in the pointy boots that he wears. But, ultimately, I think that whole TSA movement was a success because we exposed these people for who they really are.
Yeah, we had a list of all the ones that voted against it, so we know who they are.
And I suppose one of the things about American society that might be a little bit different from the rest of the world is that there's such a huge diversity between states and state laws, and such precedent for independent states and things of that nature. How did it come to this? Incremental federalization of freaking everything until now it comes to the point where the federal government is far more powerful than any one of the states, and they can't get them out. It's like they've been infected by this federal virus, and it is consistently destroying the state's immune systems.
We have to get involved. I mean, it happened slowly, just like you said, incrementalism.
Incrementally, yep. It's the totalitarian tiptoe, and that's what they've called it. Diana, go ahead. I didn't mean to jump in there.
That's all really I was going to say about that. It happened inch by inch, and now it's gotten so bad, I really think that a lot of people feel overwhelmed and really don't know what to do. And that's
while we were trying to get food for our families and pay our mortgages and keep our jobs, this is what they were doing. And it's not just federalism, it's internationalism, Vinny, because I know people would love to believe that he's cousins with Obama is cousins with Dick Cheney and George Bush and Warren Buffett, so we call him, Cousin Barry up there. But he has no control. He's got handlers. They tell him what to do. They send him out to go fetch hamburgers. That was actually on NBC News. This is an international cabal that is stealing our sovereignty. And when we talk a little bit later about what's going on with Gaddafi and what happened with Gaddafi today, allegedly, I'm going to make that point that these international cabals or this international conspiracy sees one thing standing in their way, and that is the decentralization movement, which we're all a part of, and personal and national and state sovereignty. These are the things that they have to eradicate, and they've been very outspoken and very upfront about telling us that's exactly what they want to do. So we have finally now, they've taken enough from us that we're finally more interested in our own freedom. And I think that that's what Liberty Fest, LibertyFest.com, is really exemplifying. All these speakers have fought these battles for all these years, and they're the best ones you want to talk to on how to get our sovereignty back.
Well, it's a full-spectrum independence eradication program, right? All forms of independence, basically, are under attack from all directions simultaneously. That is the reality we live in this day, ladies and gentlemen. And I feel that if you're being attacked from all directions, the only tactic that is capable of fighting off such an enemy is the tactic of the cactus. Cover yourself in spines so that no matter where the enemy hits, they will get pricked.
No pun intended, of course. Real quick, Liberty Fest, it's T, Liberty, T-E-A, LibertyFest.com. It's linked at my website, deadlinelive.info. And I also should say that our good friends from Texans for Accountable Government are going to be there. Heather Fazio is speaking. These guys are really watching everything that they do at City Hall here in Texas, and they have won multiple battles. Phil Pepin, who's just been a great activist, he'll be speaking. Jason Rink, who is also an amazing radio host. He's an author, an activist, really believes in freedom and can talk the walk, so to speak. Man, these speakers at this event are going to be so huge. And what we're asking, we want you to come, but please go to my site, deadlinelive.info, get the information, or go to libertyfest.com and start putting that on your Facebook. Tell everyone. And if someone's in Oklahoma City, man, they can drive down here in a few hours. If they're in Louisiana, where we're covering a big story about cashless society, they can come up here. Anyone in Dallas or in San Antonio, they can come up. I think this is the biggest pro-freedom event we've had here in some time. Thanks to Diana. It's going to be so much fun all day this Saturday. So please, if you can't make it, help us promote it. Get the word out for us so that we can have a big attendance and really show the media in this town and in this state, and show these Rick Perrys in this state, these Lloyd Doggetts, I call them Piggott, in this state, really show them that we have our own movement and that we have to be contended with. So please, folks, I'm just a real asking you, get out there and spend a couple of minutes and put this out and get it out to people, and let's drive a lot of people over to this event, and then we'll make a great documentary for you guys for that you can use as an information tool.
Sounds like a brilliant idea. After all, I find what's interesting with the truth movement, or anybody who really wants to maintain their rights in any form of personal or national sovereignty in this day and age, basically they're always searching for people who think like they do. And when you search, you do find them.
Well, but I like to say great men and women think for themselves. I think it's the old adage, like, you can't fight City Hall when you actually can all by yourself. Just one person showing up and raising their hand can stop something. I've seen it happen. We don't have to think alike. Mm-hmm. Thinking for ourselves is really the... a big deal, and I think that that's probably, you know, one of our biggest messages. Diana?
Yeah, and yeah. What I wanted to say about that is the division that you find in the whole Liberty movement, Tea Party movement. We have to build a bridge and get over that. Things are much too serious in this country for us to be, you know, dividing. We need to stand up and defend our liberty, our freedom, and do it now. We don't have time to waste.
Yeah, I mean, I don't agree with everything Diana says. She doesn't agree with everything I say and do. I don't agree with everything Ron Paul says and some of his ideas. Deborah Medina, who was going to speak at this event, unfortunately can't. I actually criticized her on the consumption tax she was proposing because of the control mechanisms that would have to be in place to support that. You know, but at the same time, I know that she would have been the best governor here. And if it hadn't have been for Glenn Beck and other people who we will not name, we would have her as governor right now. We would have access to the governor of the greatest state, the biggest state here in Texas, and we would have been a model of freedom for every other state, and liberty would have been much more in progress than it is now. We wouldn't even have Rick Perry as a candidate to talk about. So, you know, I mean, we don't all agree, but the divisiveness is exactly what the New World Order wants. They want us to fight each other. They want the Occupy Wall Street to fight the Tea Party with knives in the street while they sit and laugh at us, okay? So we get past that. That's our biggest stumbling block. And then we've got so many advantages, Vinny, to start winning this thing as we have been.
Yeah, well, it's like I always say, it's on the points you agree that you come together and you collaborate. The points that you disagree, you can leave them for another time. Once you've vanquished your enemy, you've got all the time in the world to talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't have to be ideologically pure here when we're losing absolutely everything, and we could be in complete chaos here before the end of the year. So we've got bigger fish to fry. We know their names. You know, I tell this to the people on Occupy Wall Street because I go down there and I want to talk to these people. I don't want to just vilify them like we got vilified in the Tea Party. I go down and talk to them and I tell them who the 1% are. Sometimes they're surprised.
Yeah. When I went out to the Occupy Wall Street protest here in New Zealand, I had a megaphone with me with a recording on it that says, "We are the 99.99999%. Because that's absolutely what we are. Because it's only a very small fractional reserve bunch of people that really hold all the keys to all the doors. That what's going on right now is more or less a worldwide prison break.
Oh, that would be a good time to play Jailbreak by Thin Lizzy, if you've got it. Hey, let's let Diana make a final statement so we can move and talk about some of these geopolitical events and some of the other things that we're tracking as well. Diana, do you have a final word here about Liberty Fest and about what we're up to?
Well, really, I just want everybody to come out and support freedom, because this really, the whole event is not about any one speaker, even all the great, you know, speakers. I mean, that's fantastic. But what it really is a call to Texans to come together now, that we need you now to stand up and defend the Constitution county by county. And we can do this everywhere. So come on out, libertyfest.com.
Liberty Fest, libertyfest.com, folks. You'll hear the commercial on American Freedom Radio, and I am emceeing the event, so I'm going to try to keep things moving and keep it entertaining, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And if you miss it, when you watch the documentary that's going to be made from this, you're going to be really sorry. So please get out, help us promote it. Come down if you can. I'd love to meet and see everybody down there, as well as Diana. Diana, I am so looking forward to this, and thank you very much for letting me be a part of it.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me on. Y'all have a good evening.
Thanks, Diana.
All right. So, bye.
Thank you, Diana. Hey, everybody has to contribute in their own way, right? And if you're unable to contribute in one particular way or something of that nature, then it is your job to find out the people who can on your behalf and support them in any way you can. If you are a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker, there is a job for you in the Liberty Movement, okay? Period. There is nobody on this frickin' planet who is absolutely useless. Not one. Apart from the president.
Yeah, and look, hey, man, that's why I do my work. I want to find one more person that can be the next Vinny Eastwood, you know?
Yeah. Too bad I'm already here. We'll be right back after the break with the fabulous Jack Blood. We'll be talking about the international issues of the day. Don't go crazy. That's our job. We'll be right back.
The way it's going to be.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Calling all Texans. Finally, an event that doesn't require you to have a tie-dye t-shirt and 99% signs. This Saturday, October 22nd, please join us at the Lone Star Liberty Fest 2011. Special appearances by Sheriff Richard Matt, author of the book The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. Steve Basinger of the 10th Amendment Center here in Texas. Representative David Simpson, who took on the federal government on the TSA. Wes Riddle, Director of the Texas Republic Freedom Coalition. George Rodriguez, the first Hispanic president of a Tea Parties. Daniel Miller, founder of the Texas Nationalist Movement. Jay Stang, Texas Chapter Executive Vice President of Oath Keepers. Jason Rink, author and activist. Phil Pepin, Executive Board Member of Texas Republican Freedom Coalition. Tim Cox, Executive Director of Get Out of Our House. Heather Fazio of Texas for Accountable Government.
All at Nutty Brown Cafe and Amphitheater.
Come see us this Saturday, October 22nd, 11 a.m. all day until closing at Lone Star Liberty Fest 2011. For details and advance tickets, go to LibertyFest.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
I got some so-called friends. Smile right to my face. All when my back is turned,
they spray me in the eyes with
they
mace.
They like to bury me without a trace. One on
all. All I want to know, ladies and gentlemen, is whose side are you on? There's only two sides to this war. Oh, wait, in fact, no. There's about 7 billion sides to this war. It's one of those real interesting sort of shapes that you've never freaking heard of, that some description of physicist particle beam crapola glasses wearing Poindexter would be talking about. That's basically what world politics is. It's a huge freaking qubit, if you want to think about it globally, which is why it's a stupid idea to think about it globally, because nobody will ever understand it, let alone be able to run it for the benefit of anybody. Run yourself. That is what independence is about. Anybody else who wants to have control over you, anybody else who wants to imply some description of world management of any kind, in my opinion, is a scumbag that should shush, because they don't know what they're talking about.
Shut it.
Yeah.
How about this, Vinny? When you get the urge to start controlling your neighbors, fight it and instead go out and do something nice for them. You know, how about that? Just try to get, and once you replace your bad habit with a good habit, it'll be easier to do that. H.L. Mencken said, we talked about this during the break, the urge to save the world is almost the almost always a false front to control it. The urge to save the world is almost always a false front to control it. And I've seen this again and again. There's a great movie out there, which we posted again to our website, deadlinelive.info, Land of the Blind. And when the revolution wins, they're worse tyrants than the people they killed and replaced. We do not fall into that pattern. But look, I mean, go out, do something nice for somebody. I believe in playing it forward. You know, that's really why I think we've been so blessed in our life, because we do that. And when you feel like, you know, you want to go out and tell somebody what to do, instead just do something nice for them that requires no reciprocation, and you will grow so much you won't believe it.
Well, I suppose when you want to actually get rid of a dictator, if you can't get rid of them yourself, then you're not ready to get rid of them, okay? Take Gaddafi, for example. All the, for some reason, he's now, after, like, what, being in charge something like 30, 40 years or something like that, all of a sudden now he's a dictator. Let's get rid of him. You know, I didn't see anybody talking about that earlier, not until 1,000-plus U.S., quote-unquote, advisors turned up and started training all the troops, and Al-CIA and Al-Qaeda happened to come on in as well, and then helped to set up a private oil corporation and a private banking corporation. Does that sound like a grassroots uprising to you?
Well,
no.
And George Soros helped write the Constitution for Egypt, which are now under a military dictatorship. Be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. And some of those same elements are involved in trying to take over the Operation Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street movement. Look, with Gaddafi was standing as a figurehead, and he certainly had his jaded past. And I think I was in your chat room earlier, and people had put the video up where he's being cheered through the streets because of, you know, even though he used a program of socialism, he didn't use a program of redistribution. In other words, he didn't take the money that you made selling chickens on the street market to give it to somebody else. He took the oil money, he took the resource money, and gave some of it back to the people. Not very much, but some of it. More than the people that in Texas or Louisiana get for their resources. So he was, in a sense, a bit of a hero to his people because he had taken care of them. That doesn't excuse, you know, some of his tyrannical behavior, because he was one of the boys. But he also wanted to unify Africa against the New World Order. And that is not a smart thing when you consider the fact that Cecil Rhodes, who started the roundtables we know today, like the CFR and the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, and all these little secret societies, came from Cecil Rhodes's money of stealing the resources from the people of Africa. So what Gaddafi wanted to do was create an African Union, and I'm not for regional government at all, but to protect them from outside sources, and that is something that could not be done. He also wanted to move to dinars, rather gold than fiat currency. And they also wanted to get their hands on his estimated $81 billion that he had in gold. Some of that, I think about $40 billion, ended up in the coffers of Goldman Sachs. So you can see these motivations. Now, are we going to go out and start killing every dictator in the world and assassinating people without any charges, without any real evidence, without any trials? Is that what we're going to let happen? And have we just propped up the Mujahideen in Libya? Have we done that? And there's a whole nother element to this, and that is the whole Israel and Zionist question. I got to tell you, that from everybody I know and I talk to, Gaddafi was okay with Israel. Now Libya is an enemy of Israel. Same thing with Egypt. The ruler of Egypt was actually working with Israel to try to make things, not be quite so violent. And I'm not, again, co-signing or endorsing that by any means, but it shows that the Zbigniew Brzezinski, George Soros, and their little puppet, cousin Barry Obama, When they came in, and Webster Tarpley talked about this in his book, Postmodern Fascism, before Obama was even selected to be the alleged president, that this is exactly what would happen. You know, there are only two people that Zbigniew Brzezinski hates more than sovereignty for anybody, and that's Russia and Israel. And I think that we are seeing this playing out with this so-called Arab Spring, which is phonier than a $1 bill or any bill with the Federal Reserve moniker on it.
Yeah, yeah. It's totally staged. Like, the whole Middle East, all of these revolutions seem to me to be totally and utterly staged so that they can just have massive regime change, cause a lot of instability, and then create and manufacture their own excuse to come in and impose some description of military dictatorship and facilitate perhaps even a third world war. You know, that's what's going on here.
Well, maybe, but also, I mean, I think this is amazing that the people that are they're Zionists themselves, they're pro-Israel, how they can't see this. That doesn't mean I'm for it or against it. I'm just calling it as it is. I heard Michael Wiener Savage tonight talking about this on his show, and he's, you know, become a fairly alternative radio host, been talking about the New World Order for years now, probably stole it from us. But, you know, these people that pretend to be so pro-Israel, like Mitt Romney, Little Mittens, and the rest of them, how they can't see this and they can't talk about it, it just shows that there's a bigger conspiracy at work here, and now it's being done to us here in the United States of America, which we all knew was coming. And now it is going to be a struggle at the neck for the very survival of this country. Are we going to stand up as grassroots activists for freedom and for justice, or are we going to be taken over by Zbigniew Brzezinski and George Soros? Brzezinski has put his blessing on at least the infiltrating elements of Occupy Wall Street. Now, I've been to Occupy Austin, and I've talked to some of these people, and a lot of them really do know what's going on. They don't have a suit and a tie on, and that, of course, is set for vilification. But, you know, a lot of them do. A lot of them don't. A lot of them have no idea, and they're just robot radicals, as David Icke used to call them, or repeaters, and they all think that every libertarian is a racist, and, you know, they're not hopeless, but, you know, they've got a lot of work left to do. But there are so many people, so many elements within this uprising in the United States, which I personally think is the result of some of our work, that, you know, I'm going to give it a chance here. I want to give this a chance, and I don't want to fall into this repeating program of vilifying anyone that stands up against the 1%, whatever you want to call them, the bankers, the internationalists.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, personally, I want to get rid of the little old Brzezinski. He's not the big new Brzezinski, he's the little old Brzezinski. And I also want to get my mitts on Romney, because he's a freaking scumbag. Hey, they all are. Right, this is the thing that's being really, really hard for me to deal with any kind of election season, Jack, is that you don't see a difference between the main candidate. How exactly are you supposed to be impassioned when you've got a choice between, as South Park put it, a turd sandwich and a douche?
Yeah, and that's how they try to frame that debate. I watched in 2008 John McCain, Hillary Clinton, that's John McWhorter, Hillary Clinton, and cousin Barry Obama all agreeing on forced insurance and any number of issues. You couldn't tell them apart. And people in the media, if you go back and look, they were commenting on this. All three of them were being advised by Henry Kissinger, who's been advising Mitt Romney. In fact, I've got an article about that on my site right now, who was trying to get Chris Christie in the race. I mean, is Henry Darth Vader, war criminal Kissinger, still in charge? And when I tell people that used to come on my show, it's Kissinger, it's Brzezinski, it's Soros, all those guys they're all gone now. They're all just vegetables in front of their TV. No, they're not. They're not, and they're still controlling these people. And that's why when you see somebody like Ron Paul get up and say, oh, well, you know, Ronald Reagan gave weapons to Iran for hostages, and he knows because I've seen the clips talking about how they made that money through cocaine and bringing cocaine to the United States. That's right out of his own mouth. You know, and the rest of the audience and the whole entire panel is stunned. I mean, you've got somebody here that actually is standing for a different point of view than all of the rest. He's the only one. He's all of the rest. And still, he might not be good enough for some people, but I tell you what, I really get a kick out of watching these guys having to respond to ending the drug war, eliminating multiple departments, you know, calling these people out for the false flag terrorists that they are. You know, this isn't something that we've seen in modern history. This is an amazing time we live in, and it is that way because if we don't do something now, we're going to have to explain to our children and our grandchildren how we let Zbigniew Brzezinski's technotronic era move forward, and we did nothing about it.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to get rid of that little scumbag and all of the rest of them too. And I don't think that any mass movement is really going to accomplish that. It has to be a mass of people who are all thinking and operating completely independently who will make that happen, because it is not the big group of people that make the difference in society. It is a small, determined group of individuals working hard behind the scenes and keeping it consistent that
well
always
said,
make
Benny.
The difference.
Props to you. Thanks for having me on, and stay bold.
All right. Thank you, Jack Blood, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll see you again sometime.